The traveler is the diamond spark, the soul. The traveler is the jewel between the eyes. The traveler is you.
Take this truth or not, the journey will happen anyway, and you will travel. The only choice is how you travel. Consciousness is everything.
To walk the highest path, the wise traveler carries little and holds close the three aspects. Every act etches the soul like a printer's block on cloth. Repeated once, a tendency is born. Twice more, and habit becomes nature. He calls this sanskara. Sanskaras beget thoughts. Thoughts beget actions. Actions beget sanskaras. These three aspects make up the soul. One in three, and three in one. Holding clear the three aspects, the sage has the power to choose. Thus is character created.
Character gives birth to destiny.
As old as time, holding everything, encrypted secrets, eternally alive, losing nothing, revealing and concealing, as life demands. All the times of all your lives, encoded for eternity. Your stories, permanently written.
Yet all your journeys, seeming new. Invisible. Invincible. Infinitesimal. Eternal. You, the traveler.
You, the eternal.
You, the soul. Here.
And the Lord of Light gives you the seven keys. The first is the jewel between the eyes. Without this key, no door will open.
With it, the journey begins.
The journey begun. The traveler chooses direction. Right direction brings light. One who journeys in the dark is beset by enemies.
Illusion comes like a thief.
Therefore, the wise traveler remains watchful and keeps the keys safe in his heart.
The wise traveler walks alone, for the path to the top of the mountain is narrow. There's room only for two, and the other is truth. Truth is the companion, faithful through time, and so the wise traveler never fears solitude.
For the path may run alongside another for a while, a journey sometimes shared.
But the only companion permanent through time is truth.
Like it or not, we stand alone. So, we might as well like it.
And the wise traveler keeps the Lord of Truth, like a jewel in the heart, the guarantee that solitude is never empty.
His greatest gift is freedom, and freedom has many faces. The first is the story of eternity and the never-ending soul, finishing the fear of dying for those who understand. That is freedom. The second is the truth of destiny.
No feared and endless trap. The choices are always ours. Fate is designed by our own hands. Each traveler writing his own story. That is freedom.
When the traveler feels no sorrow, the comforter of hearts is not needed. When the dawn has come, no one calls out to the Lord of Light. And when all things are upright, the Lord of Truth is forgotten. We forget him, and this too is freedom.
unknown masters, shrouded riddle in mystery. Occult codes, revealed only to a few among the initiates.
The Lord of Truth uncovers secrets and offers them to his children. Unrestricted gift.
The Lord of Time never keeps the jewels for himself. With ultimate proof of love, the Lord of Time puts the children ahead of himself. Always.
Always?
Always.
And the Lord of Light says, like you, I am light, O traveler, an infinitesimal spark. Yet unearthly, I am free of karma, bodiless and pure, eternally powerful. And the Lord of Truth says, stand and follow, O traveler. Let blind worship end, and kneeling finish. They are not the way. And the Lord of Love says, know and accept, O traveler, as you were, as you are, as you will be, I will always love you. Know me as I am. I am the Lord, your Father. You are my children. And you sit on the throne of my heart. This is the second of the keys of enlightenment. the beloved.
Almighty authority.
Eternally pure.
Ocean of knowledge. Ocean of love. Allah. Lord of life.
Giver of happiness.
The gardener.
Pashupatina.
Aladdin.
Granter of salvation. Ocean of love. Miami. Eternal Mother.
Supreme God.
Easier than you have been told. You do not need to comprehend the curve of space or bleed your knees with worship.
Simply change your consciousness. Know yourself. Know yourself. You are the jewel between your own eyes. The sage is guided by what he feels and not by what he sees. Come and know me with your mind. Thank you. Giants travel faster than light. Without leaving home, the traveler conjures the past and imagines the future. The sage, careful of his destination, travels soundlessly to a dimension outside of time. Golden red light. Here, union happens. It is this that purifies. It is here the traveler becomes the sage. Father and child, union of silence. This is yoga. You, the incorporeal, with your incorporeal father. Relationship.
When the traveler is in distant lands, he learns new language. One who does not learn the language does not know the people.
In deepest silence, the traveler learns the language of God. This is the third of the keys of enlightenment. Just for a moment, just where you are, let your thoughts slip into silence. Be still. All the things of the world continue. Everything is seed and birth. Growth and death. Everything returns to its beginning. The point of return is stillness. This is unchanging, eternal, To see this eternity is wisdom. To see this eternity frees the mind.
A free mind brings understanding. Understanding, you transcend all things. Transcending all, you will be your true self, your eternal self. The body dies. The soul will never pass away. The wise traveler walks carefully and harms nothing with his passing. His giving and his taking are equal. Thus his future is without harm.
But the sage looks deeper than a future with no harm. He plants flowers where he walks and gives more than he takes. For the law of karma is the fourth key, and holding the key, the sage creates a good home and great fortune. The Lord of Time, seeing everything, punishes no one. It is time itself that holds justice, and justice happens according to time.
But the traveler, seeing his crops fail, does not see his tomorrows or remember his yesterdays. His other stories are hidden in the cycle of time, wearing bodies unfamiliar and names he does not remember.
For the traveler in time carries his debts and his gifts through birth upon birth. Dispassionate justice is birthright.
Many parts have been played. Many lives have been lived. The traveler and the earth are tired. Purity tarnished and truth forgotten. Intricate chaos. But the traveler has listened and heard the voice of time,
joining his mind with the Father. The return begins. Remember God, and purity will return. Remember God, and power is regained. Remember God, and the world is recreated. Remembering God is yoga. Having the map is a definite advantage.
But anyone can find a map, sometime between birth and death, and between the knowing and the doing lies a world. The map is nothing without the journey, and the journey belongs to the traveler.
Therefore, the wise traveler walks his way with care, for God is not responsible.
The sage keeps his temper sweet, his vision pure, his behavior honorable, for everything brings its own reward.
Children and hurricanes, rainbows and dying are the laws of nature, the laws of time, the acts of man. And God is not responsible.
The traveler gains and the traveler loses. Victory and defeat are both his paths. Harm and oppression, wealth and success, each is earned, neither given, for God is not responsible.
Eternal goodness can never harm. Eternal love will not let us kneel. Eternal truth reveals the way.
He is the teacher, and he is the guide. For this, he is responsible. And he loves you. He loves you. He loves you. This is the first act of God. Through time itself, birth to death and birth again. Never-ending journey, black to white, man to woman, ever-changing costume. And the time of the earth runs in a cycle, always turning, never ending. With no ceasing, time turns, carrying with it the sage and the traveler, and even the Lord of Time.
The cycle of time is the fifth key, and the traveler becomes the sage. The sage honors everything, and honoring everything, he will be honored in all of his life. Satisfactions of the body bring sleep. The traveler forgets the journey. Weeds cover the path as he sleeps.
Waking at last, he finds the path hidden. Accumulation and profit weigh too much to carry. The satisfactions of the body and the splendor for the eyes. The accumulation and the profit are stolen or broken or left by the side of the road.
Therefore, the wise traveler sleeps watchfully and travels light.
The lives of the traveler and the lives of the sage begin in a golden age, when the journey is gentle, unrolling like silk. When meeting is sweet, and farewell holds no sorrow. When peace is the color of every life, and joy is as natural as breathing.
But time turns the cycle like a magician, changing gold to silver, copper to iron. The traveler asked about time, and the answer came. This is the time of great warriors, and the wheels of their wagons crush many small things. This is the time of the quickening, the time of the confluence of iron and gold, as the cycle turns, beginning again.
Power over others is force. Power over the self is wisdom.
Therefore, the wise traveler chooses carefully and considers everything in the light of the Lord of Light.
The first power is to focus, to pack up that which is gone,
and leave aside that which is to come.
Thus, the sage reclaims control of his mind.
Deep in consciousness of the soul, the sage plants the roots of his mind.
Like a tree that can bend with the wind, the sage tolerates everything
and remains unshaken.
This is the second power. No door is shut by the Lord of Love. Following the teacher, the sage accommodates all differences,
never allowing them to make a difference. This is the third power. Tricks and illusions are everywhere, and a deluge of words can drown the path.
The sage discriminates, finding the diamond among the counterfeit.
And the fourth of the powers is his. Seeing his own actions as clearly as he sees his brother's, the sage never lets desire influence decision. Accurate judgment is the fifth of the powers. Even the wise traveler is beset by obstacles.
The sage faces the boulder on the road and the weakness within with the same courage.
Facing with courage is the sixth of the powers. Creating alliance, the sage helps his companions. Two can do what one cannot.
Cooperating in all things, he gives honor to his companions.
To cooperate is the seventh power. When folly begins, thieves rule.
The sage, unaffected, withdraws.
To withdraw with no blame is wisdom. This is the eighth of the great powers.
Setting forth once more on the journey, the traveler stops in his old village. Accepting congratulations, he listens to advice and waits for spring.
Although rain wets the road and winter is coming, the sage sets out at once. His old village, forgotten.
Okay.
carries the map near his heart. The journey and the time are bound together. Action at the right time separates the traveler from the sage.
As he walked, the traveler came upon other wayfarers moving in the same direction. Voices called to the traveler, preaching and singing, offering to teach him magic, promising to make him great.
"Behold,"
said a sadhu as he floated off the ground.
"Behold."
"How long were you learning?"
"With penance and fasting, 10 years. Behold."
But floating was never the aim of the traveler, and bowing his head, he walked on.
"Hunger! Walk among the poor,"
said another.
"Bandage wounds and feed hunger, for the path of charity brings fulfillment."
"Knees! The temple has 1,000 steps. Climb them on your knees. There is enlightenment on the path of suffering."
"Isolation. Walk in the jungle," said a sannyasi. "Leave your wife and children. Keep yourself from people, and temptation will not spoil your path. The path of isolation brings attainment."
Seeing the crossroads, the traveler thought carefully of the time he'd been given. There was thunder on the path, for the quickening brought with it storms and rainbows, sages and fools. The hour was late, and fearful of wasting his days, the traveler waited in stillness for the Lord of Time to speak. And the voice came.
"This is the time when you can become like a diamond. This is the time of the confluence. This is the time of the highest pilgrimage. Only one path will take you there. Recognizing the time is the sixth key. Stay in your home. Stay with your people. While hearing the voices and seeing the paths, hold tight to the sixth key. The path you must travel is the path of remembrance. The path between you and me. This is the last pilgrimage. And this is the most important."
A seeker, hearing in the marketplace about the traveler, came to see him. Giving the seeker lodging and filling his bowl, the traveler told him of the map and the keys and the Lord of Light.
Waking in the morning, the seeker found himself alone. But his bowl had been filled, and the traveler's map lay near his hand.
In the morning light, the traveler picked wild apples and thought about the six keys.
Where was the lock to turn? Where was the door to open?
And the Lord of Light whispered, "The lock is the lock of your mind. The door is the door to the future. Both have opened wide. You have given your map to the seeker, and you have filled his bowl. In the giving itself lies the seventh key. Thus the traveler becomes the sage."